Christmas is a time when people come together to celebrate the birth of our Lord in comfort and safety. But for many people, the reality is very different. This week, with only 10 days to go to Christmas, we begin a four-part series on the hardships people will be facing in the season of Christ's birth. Tonight and tomorrow, we take a look at the issues of homelessness and the work that organizations do to provide hope and support to those without a fixed abode. Lydia O'Kane spoke to Duncan Shrubsole, of the Director of Policy and International Affairs at Crisis, the national charity in the United Kingdom for single homeless people.
Across the UK, nearly 500,000 people have lost their jobs this year, and nearly 50,000 households will have been repossessed. So it's put an enormous strain on people. Lots of people are seeking, are wanting advice, are in desperate need. There has been some increase in the numbers of people sleeping on the streets, about 15% over the last year. Many people, we think, are, whilst they might have lost a home, they've now, first of all, they've gone to friends and family and they're helping themselves out that way. But we expect, as those sources of informal support exhaust themselves, that more people will end up homeless and with nowhere to turn. And all the research shows that the social effects of a recession will take much longer to work through. Unemployment may rise for another 5 years, and pressure on mental health, people's relationships, their happiness, all of these things will take a long time to work through. And we're certainly not out of the woods yet, whatever may happen to the economy.
It's an issue 365 days of the year, but just looking at your work at Christmas time, it can be a time where you can probably highlight the issue of homelessness. So what I wanted to talk to you about is what you're doing this year and how you will be highlighting people's plight.
Homelessness is a great problem. People are homeless. It's a problem year round, but at Christmas, just think about it. People spend time with their families. They start thinking about New Year's resolutions. It's a real time for... The problems of being homelessness are sort of there, even bigger. And so therefore what we provide, we've been doing this for 38 years. We open temporary centres over Christmas. We're using a whole range of schools and colleges and other buildings where we'll put hot meal, food, games, companionship, activities, but also vital services. People can get healthcare checkup, get housing advice, and they can set themselves up with an email account, even get their CV sorted, find out about new opportunities in the new year. We couldn't do this without thousands of people donating their money, and we have 8,000 volunteers who work with us. And it helps to bring a real kind of ray of light to many homeless people and helps set them up for a better 2010.